Hi everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. And on this day, we have Prime Minister's Questions at 12 o'clock. I might do a live stream after that, actually. It'd be interesting to see what prevails then or what doesn't, as the case may be. And this is all, of course, in the context of the Sue Gray report and the Metropolitan Police investigation into the activities that took place in Downing Street back in the lockdown months of May and June and July, I think, and potentially December 2020. Yeah, all those months when some people were foolishly hiding under the stairs, they were partying like it's 1999 in Downing Street, even though Boris didn't know that there were parties. There was no way he could tell that. And even though he had a birthday party, it wasn't a birthday party. It was a birthday event, right? We know all that. The problem for Boris is that it appears that, and we'll wait to have to see the evidence in this one, that there's been a lot of data and information amassed by Sue Gray, which puts him in peril. Because it's not that anyone objects to him having a party or anything else, which is how his apologists try to spin it. It's to do with the fact that he and others who made the rules chose to ignore the rules. And that is rampant hypocrisy. So forget about the illegality of it or whether it deserves a fine or not. It's rampant political hypocrisy. You know, if you make the rules and tell other people you can't do A, B, C, and then you proceed to do A, B, C, I'm afraid you are a hypocrite. And that's exactly what Boris Johnson is, and that's what they're trying to cover their trails on. And will they be able to do it? I don't know. I don't know. It does depend what she comes out and says. But it was really interesting to see Jacob Rees-Mogg, who they seem to have dug up because he kind of went missing during the first 18 months of COVID, didn't he? The great Jacob Rees-Mogg, the ever so erudite and historically literate Rees-Mogg. He was on, I saw him on BBC Newsnight, saying or hinting that there could be an election if Boris is ousted by the Conservative Party. Which is the most egregious instance of gaslighting I've seen in some time. So what Rees-Mogg is saying, oh, well, listen, dear Conservative backbenchers, if you choose to vote against Boris Johnson and trigger a Conservative leadership election, yeah, we're going to have to call a general election. And because Boris has done such a great job, we're way behind in the opinion polls, you're going to lose your job. That's what he was actually doing. He was smarming his way through an interview, which I watched with Kirsty Walk last night. I don't normally watch Newsnight, but I just happened to accidentally catch it. And he was trying to claim that which is amusing, that in his view, we've moved to an essentially presidential election style, and therefore any new prime minister needs the personal mandate from the British people. So in other words, you cannot have a Conservative Party which is elected by Boris Johnson and then becomes the Conservative Party led by Rishi Sunak, just to say that name, without there being an election. Not at all. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. But it suits the Johnson camp to make this allegation, to set up this particular fake circumstance. The fact is the Tories could change their leader tomorrow if they wanted, and there would be no need for a general election. But this particular prime minister does not want to be pushed out of office. That's 100% clear. And it means that his minions, including Jacob Rees-Mogg, are prepared to threaten their own party with a return to the polls. That's essentially what's going on here. And like, let's be absolutely clear that this is where Rees-Mogg is coming from. It also suggests to me a sense of desperation. You know, if Boris Johnson falls, Jacob Rees-Mogg will no longer be leader of the House. It's unlikely that any new leader coming in would keep one of Boris's boys in such a senior position. So there's self-interest in this as well. And I noticed when he was asked tough questions by Kirsty Walk on the parties in Downing Street and the hypocrisy of the Prime Minister, he smarmed his way and instead wanted to talk about Ukraine. In other words, he wanted to deflect. He didn't want to tackle the perfectly valid points that Kirsty Walk was making. And that was, you know, Mr. Rees-Mogg, Jacob Rees-Mogg, was the Prime Minister Should he resign if we discover that he broke the very rules he put in place? And Rees-Mogg said, his answer to that was, I think that's it's not a relevant question. We need to talk about Ukraine. And that's what makes me think so much of the Ukraine narrative that we're getting at the moment. It's actually put in place to deflect from problems affecting Joe Biden in the States, Justin Trudeau in Canada, Boris Johnson in the UK. So much of this, I think, even Macron in France, for example, it's comprehensive gaslighting. It's saying to us, look at that, don't look at this. And the thing they don't want us to look is their complete mismanagement of COVID, actually. And that applies specifically in the case of Boris Johnson, who quite clearly, I don't think anybody doubts that this guy was saying one thing publicly and his government were saying some one thing publicly and doing something very different behind closed Downing Street doors. Now, the problem for them is, I suppose, that where this is such a problem is that Dominic Cummings was behind those doors when it was all happening. So the photographs and the details have all been captured by Cummings, and he's systematically leaking this to the press. And that's what's caused this unholy chaos within the Johnson administration. And that's why Johnson, and right. I mean, you know, you could say, well, he's a bit sneaky about it, but they're all snakes, aren't they? This is politics. There's no integrity amongst any of them. So last night, anyway, they wheeled out Jacob Rees-Mogg to threaten his own party with a general election should they have the temerity to remove the lying liar that is Boris Johnson. I don't know what you think about that one, folks, but we shall certainly see when this report is published, which looks like it could be today, if not tomorrow. We'll see then exactly the mettle of the Conservative backbenchers. Will they support their lying Prime Minister? Let's wait and see. Thanks so much for listening.